外昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者们，大家早晨好。今天是2019年7月27日，星期六。我们非常荣幸地邀请到今日的萨迦德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
Welcome to the Saturday Srimad Bhagavatam class.
欢迎大家来倾听星期六早上的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。
So we'll continue our reading on the life of Ajamila.
我们会继续来阅读阿加米勒的生平的这一章节。
But before that, as our custom, I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava.
而在此之前的话呢，先按照我们的传统，我先来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava。
Okay, here we go. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Balava GiriVanadhariGopi Janna Balava Girivanadari Yasaranandana Braja Janara Jana Yasaranandana Braja Jana Yamuna Tiravana ChariYamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Gopi Janna Balava GirivanadariGopi Janna Balava Girivanadari Yasodhanandana Braja Janara Jana Yasodhanandana Braja Janara Jana Yasodhanandana Braja Janara JanaYamuna Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Jaya Radha Madhava KunjavihariJaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur Alright.Where are the birds? So today, I think we are on text 33.
今天我觉得我们应该是讲到第33诗节了。
Yes, so Canto 6, Chapter 2, Verse 33, Ajamila delivered by the Vishnu Dutas.
所以说瓦坛的第六篇第二章的第33诗节，然后整个这个章节都是在讲阿加米勒得到了Vishnu Duta使者们的拯救。
So, in the story, Ajamila is all alone now. The Vishnu Dutas have disappeared, and the Yama Dutas, they went back to Yamaloka, and Ajamila is all alone, and he's reflecting on his life, and what had just happened to him?
那么故事进展到这个地方，就是阿伽米勒已经是独自一人待在原地，而 Vishnu Dutta 此时都已经在那个星球上，而这个阿伽米勒就在这里，然后反思他的人生，然后以及反思刚刚所发生的事情。
And he's regretting all of his past sinful activities and honestly admitting that.
然后他在后悔曾经犯下的这些充满罪恶性的这些活动，然后非常诚实的在就是反省。
He is relieved that the Yamadutas are gone and that they didn't bring him to hell.
然后他感到就是一种极大的宽慰，然后 Yamaduta 没有把他带到地狱星球去。
And he's also, he's in a state of wonderment of how fortunate he was to even just to see the Vishnu Dutas, what to speak of being, you know, saved by them.
然后他就处于这样一种很震惊的这样一种状态，就觉得自己是何其幸运能够亲眼见到 Vishnu Dutta, 但更不用说就是他还被他们给拯救了。
So he's feeling very grateful.
因此他内心充满了极大的感恩之情。
And he's wondering, how was it possible that I could meet these liberated souls who saved me?
然后他就觉得很好奇，就是怎么可能他能遇到这些已经解脱了的这些灵魂，然后甚至还被他们拯救了呢？
And so he knows everything, you know, that happens to a person is due to their past previous karma.
他知道就是发生在一个人身上所有的事情都是由于曾经过往的业力。
Right, everything good, what we call good, everything bad, ultimately, we've created it ourselves.
所有发生的一切无论是好是坏，就在我们眼里看来是好是坏，那么最终都是由我们自己创造出来的。
Of course, what is happening to us now, we may not remember,what we did in order to deserve whatever positive or negative results we're getting, but we can understand that somehow or other, we're getting our just result.
Somehow we understand we're getting the what results?
The just result.
当然就是有可能现在我们是没有办法能够记得起就是为什么当初是做了什么样的事情，然后导致我们现在有了这样一种或者是积极或者是消极的这样一个结果，但是的话我们应该可以理解就是无论怎样都是曾经的过往，然后使得我们现在有这样的一个结果。
So right now in the story Ajamil, he's contemplating, wow, how fortunate he was to be able to meet the Vishnu Dutas and be saved by them. And he's wondering about what is that cause? What happened?
而现在此刻阿伽米勒就是在沉思着，然后他自己是多么的幸运能够去见到 Vishnu Dutta, 能够被他们拯救，然后所以他就很好奇，就觉得究竟是什么导致了这一切的发生呢？然后是什么是这个原因呢？
Because he understands,There's no accidents, even in the material world. Everything has a cause.
因为他明白就是所有的一切都是有因缘的。这个即便是在物质世界的话呢，都是有这个一个事情，然后导致另一个事情的发生的。
So how was it possible for me to meet these exalted devotees of the Lord and be saved by them?
所以说究竟我怎么可能能够遇到主的这些这么崇高的奉献者呢，还被他们给拯救了呢？
You know, oftentimes when something horrible happens to us, we always ask the question, why me? Why didn't it happen to somebody else? Why me?
所以很多时候当很糟糕的事情发生在我们身上的时候，我们都会觉得都会询问，就为什么会发生在我身上，为什么不是别人身上呢？
So in a positive way, Ajamil, he's also wondering, why me?
因此的话呢，以这样一种很积极的方式，阿伽米勒在这儿也在问，就为什么是发生在我身上呢？
So that's where we are in the story.
所以说这就是故事进展到现在的这个章节的内容了。
So in that context, we'll read text 33 and the short purport.
那么基于这样一个上下文的背景，我们就一起来阅读瓦坛的第33诗节和它的要旨。
Anyata mriyayamasya nashaushur vishalapate vaikunta nama grahanam jiva vaktam iharhati. Word for word. Anyata.
否则。
Otherwise, yeah, right. Mriyamanasya.
面临死亡的人的
A person who is just ready for death. Wow. Mriya Mahanasya. Na.
不。
Ashauche.
罪不洁净。
Vishalipate.
养妓女的人。
Vaikuntha.
外昆塔星球的主人的。
Namagrahanam.
对圣名的呼喊
Jiva
舌头
Vaktum
说
Iha
在这种情况下
Arhati
能够
Translation Were it not for my past devotional service How could I a most unclean keeper of a prostitute have gotten an opportunity to chant the holy name of Vaikunthapati. But I was just ready to die. Certainly, it could not have been possible.
译文，若不是我过去从事过奉爱服务，我这个养妓女的最肮脏的人，怎能在死亡之际得到机会喊出灵性世界主人的圣名呢？那无疑是不可能的。I continue with purport.
Yes, please.
Okay. 要指灵性世界的主人 Vaikunthapati 这个名字与灵性世界 Vaikuntha 无异。此时觉悟了自我的灵魂的阿加米勒能够明白，由于他从事过做奉爱服务这一灵性活动，他得到了机会能够在他面对死亡这一恐怖的处境时喊出灵性世界主人的圣名。 End of purport.
Om Aganata Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksum Militamina Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha. Offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
我谦卑地顶拜我的灵性导师圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
I was born in the darkest of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge.
我诞生于愚昧的黑暗之中，而我的灵性导师用知识的火炬照亮了我的双眼。
So I offer my humble obeisances to him and to all of our previous Vaishnavacharyas.
因此我谦卑地向他献上我的顶拜，以及我们所有之前的 Vaishnava 的 Acharya 们。
Certainly, they have saved us from going to Yamaloka.
毫无疑问，他们都拯救了我们，不避免去到 Yamaloka.
And we all have the opportunity now to become self-realized souls.
而我们现在都有机会能够成为自我觉悟的灵魂。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas attending this Srimad Bhagavatam class.
并且我也谦卑地顶拜所有参加今天瓦坛早课的外士纳瓦们。
You are all exalted devotees of the Lord.
你们都是主的崇高的奉献者。
And you are the light of this world.
你们是这个世界的光明。
May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生物体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生物体都不再遭受苦难。
And may all living beings awaken from the illusion of Maya and regain their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生物体都能从 Maya 的幻觉当中苏醒过来，重获他们与主 Krishna 之间的永恒关系。
So, Ajamil, he's assuming, or he's not assuming, he's understanding that how he was so lucky, so fortunate to be able to chant the holy name of the Lord right at the moment of death.
所以说阿加米勒是非常能够明白的，就是在他死亡之际的时候得以唱出念主的圣名，这可想而知他是多么多么的幸运。
And he's understanding that because of that, he has been saved. Because he was able to chant the holy name at the moment of his death, he's been saved.
并且阿加米勒也能够明白，就正是由于他在死亡之际能够得以喊出主的圣名，所以说他才得到了拯救。
And he knows that for most people this is not possible. It's actually only by the grace of God that this was possible for him.
并且他也知道，就是对于绝大多数人来说，这都是不可能的，而只是完全由于主的恩典，然后他才能得到拯救。
And he's also understanding that he could only chant the holy name of the Lord at the time of death because he had some previous connection with Bhakti.
并且他也知道，就正是由于他在之前的人生当中是跟 Bhakti 奉爱服务是有过一些连接的，因此他才能够在死亡的时候唱出主的圣名。
This is his conclusion.
这就是他的结论。
Otherwise, he understands this is it's not possible.
否则的话，他知道这是绝对不可能能得以发生的。
Because even as devotees, and everyone knows that this material world is temporary, and I can't stay here forever.
那每个人，然后奉献者们都知道，就是这个物质世界是一个很就是短暂的一个世界，是没有谁能够永恒的存在的。
And so, in the back of our mind, the fear of death is there, and everyone is anticipating. Every now and then, the thought will come.Wow, when is this going to end? I know it's going to end. When is it going to happen?
因此的话呢，在每个人的这个心意的背后，其实都有这样一种对于死亡的恐惧。每个人都时不时的，可能有些时候会冒出这个念头，就我什么时候会死去呢？什么时候这个人生就生活生命就会终止呢？
Of course, when we have this thought, oh, when am I going to die?We have this automatic response to distract ourselves away from that thought and do something else.
当然的话，当这个念头，就是我什么时候会死去的这个念头冒出来的时候，我们自动的就会有这样一种反应，那就是干扰自己，然后去做着别的什么事情，然后从而来打断这个念头，对于这个念头的这个继续的思考。
But the older we get, the harder it is to deny
that. But of
course, this is all the Lord's plan because it's because of the fear of death that we're motivated, you know, to wake up from the dream.
当然这一切都是主的安排，那么正是由于我们对于死亡的恐惧才激励着我们能够更加想要从这个当中觉醒出来。
So today, actually just about an hour ago, I heard a knock at the door, which is unusual.
刚好的话呢，就在今天大概一个多小时之前的时候，我就听到门铃响了，然后这倒是不太常见的现象。
I thought, there's only one person who knocks on the door in the middle of the day, and that's some sort of salesman.
然后一般来说的话呢，这个白天的时候有人来敲门，那就只有一种可能性，那就是有人来买东西了。
I thought, oh, I don't want to be bothered.
然后我当时就想，哎，我不想被别人打扰了。
But anyway, I didn't want to be rude.
但是的话呢，
I opened the door anyway.
但是呢，我又不想就是那种很粗鲁没有礼貌嘛，所以说没办法，我还是把门打开了。
And It was a young man.
然后站在我面前的就是一个很年轻的一个男人。
And he was nicely dressed.
然后他穿着还挺好的。
And he had long hair.
然后头发挺长的。
A little bit long.
有一点点长。
Same color as my hair.
You mean golden or white or gray?
Well, kind of blonde and brown, but not gray. He looked like me when I was a young man. That's what I thought. Wow, I looked like him when I was young.
Oh, 然后由于这个站在我面前这个年轻人呢，他的头发就是跟我年轻的时候是一个样一个颜色的，就是那个金黄色，金黄带点棕色。然后所以说我看着他，我就心里面在想啊，我年轻的时候就是大概就是这个样子的。
Yeah, if you look at this picture I have on my Skype profile, it's of me and my first Harinam Kirtan, right?
Yeah, 顾就说如果我让我看一下他的那个 Skype 上面的头像的话呢，就是他当时年轻的时候，然后走在那个大街上参加 Kirtan Harinam 的时候那个样子，年轻的时候。
I'm only 19, I don't have any gray hair, and my hair's a little bit long.
那个时候我19岁，然后头发还没有白呢，然后所以说那时候头发还有点长长的。
Anyway, he was a realtor, and he wanted to know if I wanted to sell my house because, you know, my house is worth a lot of money now.
Oh, 话说回来哈，就是这个年轻人他是一个那个房地产中介，然后所以说他因为我房子现在特别值钱嘛，他就想问我是不是想卖房子。
And of course, you know, the housing market is very speculative. Everyone sees the prices going up and they're trying to sell their houses before the prices go down.
当然我们都知道这个房产的这个行业哈，然后实际上是一种完全投机型的这样一种市场，然后当价格上涨的时候，大家都想趁着这个价格下降之前的话赶紧把房子给卖了。
Yeah, so people all over the neighborhood, old people like me, they're selling their houses and collecting the money and then going to live somewhere cheaper.
所以说在我住的那个周围那个邻里里面换了很多老年人都把房子给卖了，然后就把那个钱留着，然后搬到这个更便宜的地方去住。
So he goes, do you plan to sell your house? I could sell your house for you, make you a lot of money.
所以说他就问我，就说哎，你想不想卖房呢？我可以就是代表你来把房子给卖出去，你可以赚很多钱呢。
And then he says, or do you plan to live here forever?
然后他就问我，还是说你就计划准备在这儿一辈子都住下去吗？
And I started to laugh.
然后我就开始哈哈大笑了。
And I looked at him and I said, forever?
然后像我说错了哈，不是一辈子，是永远。然后我看着他，我就问
Look at this body.
我就说你看我这个样子。
Believe it or not, I used to look young like you.
我说不管你信还是不信哈，我曾经就跟你长得挺像的，就是都是这么年轻气盛的时候。
But does this body look like I can live here forever?
你觉得我这个样子看起来能在这儿住上永远都住在这儿吗？
I said, maybe another 10 years.
然后我说有可能我会在这儿继续生活十年。
Or 15 years.
或者是再活15年。
But certainly in another 15 years, I'll want to get out of this body as soon as I can.
当然就是再过15年以后的话呢，我肯定想尽快的离开这个躯体了。
So anyway, he laughed and I laughed and I said, no, I'll stay here until I get kicked out.
Oh, you mean like dead?
Yes.
Okay. 然后所以说我说的那番话就把他给逗乐了，然后我们俩就开始在那笑，然后我就告诉他，我说我肯定会住在这儿，直到就是我被踢出去。然后这个被踢出去的意思就是指死亡的意思。
Yeah. So I said I'll stay in this house and as long as I can until I'm kicked out. But eventually I'll be kicked out because I'll be kicked out of my body.
然后我就给他说，我说我会就是。直到我被这个踢出去之前，我都会继续住在这个房子里。然后被踢出去之前的话，就是指我被这个躯体给踢出去了。
And so we had a good laugh, and then he left.
然后我们就哈哈大笑了一番，然后他就走了。
So Ajamil, he was supposed to be kicked out of his body.
所以说在故事的这一块，阿加米勒就本来应该被踢出他的身体的。
But somehow or other, he was able to chant the holy name at the time of death.
但不知怎的，他就能够在死亡的那一刻的时候唱出主的圣名。
And he's saying, Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Pati, that he was able to chant the name of Vaikuntha Pati, the Lord of Vaikuntha.
嗯，然后他就能够有机会喊出 Vaikuntha Pati, 这个灵性世界的主人的圣名。
So he's feeling so much gratitude to the Vishnu Dutas and to the Lord himself.
因此此时他真的是感到极大的一种感激之情，来对对于Vishnu Dutta 和对于主的话，内心有极大的感激之情。
And he can only understand the cause as divine grace.
嗯，他只能够去明白这个主的这个神圣的恩典。
But somehow or other, he had connection before.
嗯，然后不知怎的，就是在他之前的人生当中的话呢，就是跟主的恩典，跟这个风来福音有这么一丁点的连接。
Otherwise, it's not possible.
否则的话，他是不可能能够得到拯救的。
Yeah, if somebody can chant the name at the holy name of the Lord at the time of death, it's not normal.
嗯，一个人能够在死亡之际喊出主的圣名，这是很少见，很少见的。
That is the most critical time of our life, you could say.
嗯，可以说死亡的那一刻是我们人生当中最为关键的一刻。
And as Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 8, that our consciousness at the time of death determines our next destination.
嗯， Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》第八章就说到，我们在死亡的那一刻的知觉状态就确定了我们下一世的这个目的地。
Now, of course, you've all heard the verse, chapter 8, verse 6.
嗯，当然大家肯定都听过这个《薄伽梵歌》的第八章的第六十节。
Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam chajajam te kalevaram tam tam iveti kunteya sadatat bhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail.
人离开躯体时，无论想到什么境界，昆提之子啊，他必能到达那境界。
So bhava is the state of our consciousness.
嗯，所以说在这个世界当中提到的 bhava 就是指我们知觉的状态的意思。
So bhava also means to become, that which you're going to become or that you are becoming.
嗯，但是巴巴同时还有另外一个意思，就是指你即将要变成一个什么什么什么，即将成为什么什么。
And so our state of consciousness, the quality of our consciousness is determined by how present we are.
嗯，而我们知觉的状态，或者叫做我们知觉的这个特质质量，那么是就是由我们在多大程度上临在来决定的。
Yeah, in this moment, are we self-aware?
在当下的这一刻，我们是有自我觉知的吗？
Aware of that I exist, that I am.
能是不是在觉知到我是我在我存在的这样一种状态？
Then we're awake.
那么如果是的话，我们就是觉醒着的这样一种。
Or, in this moment, are we daydreaming?
还是说在这一刻我们是在做白日梦？
Are we lost in the mind?
是完全迷失在心意之中吗？
Remembering the past?
是在回忆着过去？
This is where our false sense of self lives?
而过去的话就是我们虚假的自我存在的地方。
Or are we imagining the future, hoping for future happiness?
还是说我们在想象着未来，期望着在未来能够获得快乐幸福？
Based on the false person we imagine ourselves to be.
嗯，那就是基于我们想象出来的这个虚假的自我，来期望在未来获得幸福。
So in this moment, if we're daydreaming, then as long as you're dreaming, the dream will continue.
因此如果在这一刻你是在做白日梦的话，那么只要你还在做梦，那么这个梦就会继续下去。
Yeah, psychologists who study thoughts, they say that 80% of the thoughts we have every day, we had the day before.
而心理学家就研究发现，我们在每一天当中80%脑海里冒出来的念头，有80%都是前一天已经想到过的念头。
Yeah, so chances are we'll have the same thoughts tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow.
因此的话呢，有很大的机会几率，那就是在明天，在明天，在明天，然后我们还依然会有同样的这些念头。
And that goes on until we're kicked out of the body.
而这样一种状态就会一直持续下去，直到我们被踢出躯体。
Yeah, tomorrow just keeps repeating itself until there's no more tomorrow.
明天就只不过是在不断的重复明天而已，直到最终没有明天，直到最终被踢出躯体。
Unless we awaken to our true self.
除非我们能够觉醒到真正的自我。
Which has actually always been here.
而这个觉醒的自我实际上是一直都在当下此刻的，一直都在这儿的。
Yeah, pure consciousness, the soul doesn't have a beginning or an end.
纯粹的知觉，也就是灵魂本身，是没有开始也没有终结的。
But we can only become self-aware now.
但是我们却只能在当下此刻有自我觉知。
So if we're self-aware now,
因此如果我们现在在当下就是有自我觉知的话，
we'll be self-aware in the next moment, in the next moment, in the next moment, until we change the body.
因此如果我们在当下此刻就是能自我觉知的话，那我们在下一刻，下一刻，下下一刻就能够一直有这样的这种自我觉知，直到我们被踢出躯体。
Yeah, so we can only wake up now. Sorry.
抱歉。
My phone is connected to my computer.
手机响了，给大家说声对不起。
Yeah, so there has to be what's the word? An intervention. You know, we need someone when we're sleeping, we'll stay asleep until something intervenes to wake us up.
所以说的话，这当中就必须要有一种干涉干预。然后干涉干预是什么意思？就是当我们在睡觉的时候，在做梦的时候，是不是一定要有一个东西来打断我们的这个做梦的这种状态，对吧？
So now, Jamil is completely awakened. He realizes that, you know, he's not the mind or the body, that he's part of the Lord, and he's been awakened.
而现在阿加米勒就是完全处于觉醒、苏醒了的这样一种状态，然后他完全明白了自己并不是心意和躯体，而他是主的一部分。
So it appears to have happened suddenly, but he knows that it didn't.
所以说看起来好像他的这个觉醒是突然之间发生的，但实际上并非如此。
That actually is a gradual awakening.
实际上是一种逐渐发生的觉醒。
But in the past, there was some intervention.
因为在过往他的身世的当中曾经是发生过一些干预干涉的。
There was some connection with bhakti established sometime.
在曾经的某一刻，然后他曾经建立起和 bhakti 奉爱服务之间的这样一种连接。
As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 2.
正如 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌第二章说到过。
Verse 40, he says, Neha bhikkhum nasosti pratyavayona vijjate svalpam apyasi dharmasya trayate mahatobaya. That once you contact bhakti and begin this process of bhakti yoga, you never lose it. Whatever you gain, you never lose.
所以说博伽梵歌第二章的第四十诗节，那么这样的努力绝无损失，一旦你开始了这个奉爱服务，那么你所有取得的成就就都永远不会失去。
And so Ajamil understands that the only way that he could chant the holy name at the time of death and see the Vishnu Dutas was because of some previous connection to bhakti.
因此阿加米勒能够明白，就是他之所以能够在死亡的一刻能够见到 Vishnu Dutta 得到他们的拯救，就唯一的原因是在于他曾经和奉爱服务和 Bhakti 之间有那么一丁点的连接。
And so this progression in Bhakti is described in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
而这个 Bhakti 的这种进步，这个进展的过程，是在瓦坛的第二篇被描述到了。
There's a succession of verses that really describe Bhakti from the beginning of faith until perfection, when pure love for God is awakened.
然后在第二天的这个瓦坛当中有一系列连续的诗节就描述了整个这个 Bhakti 的过程，从最开始阶段的信心信念阶段，然后一直到最后的完美阶段，就是对得到对于神的纯粹的爱。
So as we've mentioned before, devotion to God and chanting the holy name, it's causeless because it's not part of the material world.
It is causeless.
Causeless.
Oh, okay. 我们之前已经提到过，就是对于主的这种奉爱之情，然后并且念诵主的圣名的话呢，实际上是在物质世界是根本没有任何原因能够使得我们去做，去有这种奉爱的，因为它是完全来自于灵性世界。
Yeah, there's no material cause. There's nothing you did materially that will give you.The ability to chant the holy name with faith.
是他，也就是说，他没有任何物质上的原因，并没有在物质上做过任何，并没有在物质层面上做过任何事情来使得你能够有能力来念诵主的圣名。
Yeah, so there's no material contacting the holy name and then being able to chant it with faith.
因此能够。接触到 Bhakti, 接触到主的圣名，能够去念诵主的圣名，这是没有物质的原因的。
It has nothing to do with the material mind or body.
这和物质的心意和躯体是没有任何关系的。
Yeah, so the holy name and chanting is purely a spiritual activity.
所以说圣名和念诵圣名是纯粹的灵性的活动。
As Narottam Das Thakur, he sings, Golokera Primadan, Harinam Sankirtan, that the Harinam, the holy name of the Lord, is coming from Goloka, the spiritual world.
正如 Narottam Das Thakur 所唱的这个 holy name, 圣名正是来自于灵性世界 Goloka.
So that's the bhakti energy, the bhakti power.
说这就是 Bhakti 的能量 Bhakti 的力量
So it comes into the material world from the spiritual world
从灵性世界来到了物质世界
So there's nothing you can do in the material world to qualify for that
因此你无法在物质世界当中做到任何事情来使自己有资格能够去念诵主的圣名
So it says by good fortune Bhagavan Jeev that when the jiva is fortunate, he contacts bhakti, but even that doesn't really explain it.
You mean like why?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, okay. 所以说纯粹就是由于个体灵魂的这个极大的幸运，非常好的运气，才能够去接触到bhakti， 接触到主的圣名的。但是即便如此的话，也并没有去具体的解释，就是为什么这个个体灵魂会有这么好的运气呢？
Yeah, if some souls contact bhakti and some souls don't, then it seems, you know, if some souls have the opportunity to contact bhakti and some souls don't, then it appears that the Lord is partial.
所以说有些个体灵魂有机会能够接触到 Bhakti, 而有些个体灵魂的话呢就没有这种机会。所以说看起来哈就仿佛主他像是有点偏心的。
Well, that would be, you know, imperfect then, and the Lord's not perfect.
那这是不是就说明主就是就并不完美对吧
And Krishna, he says himself that I'm not partial.
但是 Krishna 他自己都说但我并不偏心并没有去偏向于任何一个人。
He says it in the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
他在薄伽梵歌的第九章说到了这一点。
He says, let's see, I can't remember the number, but he says, Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshjoshtina priya ye vijanti taman bhakya mai te te shachapyaham Samoham. Oh, I'm sorry, it's 29.Verse 29. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, and is in me, and I am also a friend to him.
所以薄伽梵歌的第九章第二十九诗节，我不嫉妒，也不偏袒，对一切众生我都平等对待。但谁为我做奉爱服务，谁就是我的朋友，谁就在我之中，我也是他的朋友。
So, the Lord is equal.
所以说主他是平等的。
And so this opportunity to come in contact with bhakti, it's not material and it's not arbitrary.
Arbitrary.
Like it doesn't happen by chance.
OK, 因此的话呢就说能够有机会得以接触到 Bhakti, 这并不是这种物质的这种原因然后也并不是这种偶然情况下所发生的。
And the Lord is in the heart.
主就在我们的心灵之中。
So he knows when someone is about ready to end again.
因此的话呢主知道就是当某个人是不是已经准备好了愿意再次成为他的朋友
he can detect it
他能够侦察到一个人这样的一种意愿和倾向
yeah, just like when we've been sleeping all night
这就有点像是如果我们一整晚上不断的在做梦
even if you can't remember your dreams
即便我们都记不起这个梦到底做了些什么内容
We're unconscious and dreaming
就完全就是在梦当中是没有知觉的
But we reach a point even though we're still asleep that we're ready to awaken
但是即便我们还依然在睡梦之中但是总会最后就是到达那一刻就是即将要苏醒的那一刻
That's what the Lord has been waiting for
而这就是主一直在等待的那一刻。
Otherwise, the material creation has no point. There's no purpose.
否则的话呢，就是物质的创造实际上就是毫无意义的。
So, then the Bhagavatam describes what happens next.
然后薄伽瓦坛就描述了接下来又发生了什么。
Yeah, so these verses, they're very important. They're in the first canto, second chapter of the Bhagavatam that really describes this awakening of the jiva to his relationship with the Lord.
因此的话，薄伽瓦坛的第一篇的第二章，这些诗节就是非常重要的，就描述了整个这个个体灵魂觉醒到对至尊主的奉爱服务的整个过程是怎样的。
So there's the first canto, chapter 2, verse 16.
16, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 所以大家可以看到瓦坛的第一篇第二章的第十六诗节。
So these are very famous verses. I'm sure you've all heard them at one time or another.
这些诗节都非常的出名。我相信大家肯定就是在某个时刻是听到过的。
If you've listened to my classes over the last 10 years or 9 years, going on 10 years. You've probably heard this lecture many times.
You mean this verse many times?
This verse and you know.
Oh, I see.
This point that I'm making.
Oh, 1, 2, 16.
Yeah.
OK, 所以如果大家要是在过去的九年，好像基本上快十年的时间当中，经常听我的讲课的话呢，你们肯定已经很多时候都听到我提起同样的这一点。
Luckily, transcendental sound is forever fresh.
当然很幸运的就是这个超然的音振永远都是充满了新鲜的活力的。
And no matter how many times we repeat the words of Krishna, or repeat the words of Sukadeva Goswami, it just gets sweeter.
所以无论我们多少次的重复主的这个 Krishna 的说过的话语，或者 Sukadeva Goswami 所说的这些话语，永远都是让我们觉得很新鲜的。
Because the absolute truth is forever fresh.
因为绝对真理是永恒的新鲜。
So whenever we actually hear it, we feel refreshed.
因此任何时候当我们听到绝对真理的时候，就会觉得有一种很新鲜的感觉。
Yeah, we don't feel like, oh, it's the same old thing. Rather, we feel inspired.
我们就不会觉得哎呀，这个又老生重谈了，然后反而是觉得哎，又是内心被激起了很多的灵感和鼓舞。
Okay.
十节一点二点一六。
Shushusho Sharadanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi Sanmahat Sevayan Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevanat. O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity.For hearing the messages of Vasudeva.
译文，经过再生的圣人们呢，为纯洁无瑕的奉献者做服务，就是在做非凡的服务。靠做这种服务，人培养起对聆听 Vasudeva 信息的爱好。
So this verse really answers the question of how a jiva becomes fortunate after many, many lifetimes.
好，请问是，所以说这个师节实际上就真正的回答了这样一个问题，就是一个个体灵魂是怎么在生生世世之后有如此大的幸运，能够得以从事奉爱服务的。
The pure love for God comes into the material world through the devotees of the Lord.
对于主的纯粹的爱是通过主的纯粹的奉献者才来到了这个物质世界的。
Because they are awakened beings, these devotees who love the Lord.
因为这些爱主的这些奉献者们，他们已经是觉醒了的存在。
They are no longer dreaming that they exist separate from the Lord.
他们不再去做着梦，然后去想着自己还依然是独立于主而单独存在的。
They do not see themselves as separate enjoyers.
他们没有把自己看作是与主相分离的享受者。
Even though they're in the material world, they're not trying to enjoy this world without the Lord.
即使他们身处物质世界，也没有试图要去与主相隔绝的情况下来享受这个世界。
So Sukadeva Goswami is saying in this verse that to renderOr have some sort of contact with these devotees of the Lord is punya tirtha, which means very, very auspicious.
因此 Sukadeva Goswami 在这个师节当中就说到，就是与至尊主的圣名就有这么一丁点的这种接触的话，可以说这些人就是 punya tirtha。Punya Tirtha 的意思也就是说very auspicious.
Yeah.
就是非常吉祥非常幸运的。
So Punya means a good result.
Punya 的意思就是指好的结果。
And Tirtha means a place.
而 Tirtha 的意思就是指就是地方。
So a place if you go, you can get good results.
所以这个短语连在一起，也就是说你去到一个地方，然后就会得到好的结果。
And so the devotee of the Lord is the embodiment of good fortune.
而主的奉献者的话呢，就是这个好运的化身。
So Sukadev Goswami says, somehow or other, if you contact a devotee of the Lord, you get this the really good fortune.
因此 Sukadeva Goswami 在这里就说到不知怎的，那么当你能够就是接触到主的一位奉献者的时候，那可以说你真的就是获得了这种极大的极好的幸运。
As Lord Chaitanya says in the, his teachings to Sanatan, he says, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Haya, that all the Shastras declare that even a moment's association with an awakened being to awaken yourself.
所以说主 Chaitanya 在对 Sanatan Goswami 的这一个教导当中，他这个师姐就说到，所有的这个 Sastra 所有的经典当中都提到，哪怕是和一位觉醒了的灵魂，一位觉醒了的存在的那么一个片刻的涟漪，都已经足够充分的能够使得这个个体灵魂最终得以觉醒。
Yeah, the exact word is Sarva Siddhi Haya, which means you attain the highest perfection.
然后这个当中确切的那个字眼的话呢，那个梵文词的意思也就是你得到最高的对，获得最高的完美。
So normally the word punya means to get a, you know, something good, like a good wife or lots of money or a good position.
就大多数情况下 punya 这个词指好的结果，一般是指比如说你有个好的妻子啊，或者是你有好的地位啊，或者有很多钱啊。
But actually, that's not good. That just means you continue your to dream and suffer in the material world.
但实际上这并不是真正很好的事儿，这只不过意味着你会继续的在这个物质世界去享受和受苦。
So real good means you have the opportunity to awaken and awaken out of the dream and go back to Godhead.
而真正的好。真正的好就是你有机会能够得以从梦境当中觉醒过来，得以回归守身。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that, you know, when the jiva soul comes to the material world, it's not the nature of the jiva, but the jiva takes on this artificial nature.
Artificial nature. 所以说 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就说到，当个体灵魂来到物质世界的时候，这个物质世界的本质并不是个体灵魂的这个本质或叫天性，而个体灵魂却完全就是带上了，就是完全去接纳了这个虚假的这种本质。
So by nature, we are lovers of the Lord.
而我们的这个天性，我们的本质就是我们是很爱很爱神的。
But that nature of the jiva becomes perverted.By the influence of Maya.
但是我们这种的真正的本性却由于 Maya 的原因而被扭曲了。
And we actually develop an aversion to the Lord.
然后我们还确实的发展出了对于主的这种厌恶之情。
We actually resist, even resent thatGod is superior.
而我们甚至就是抗拒，然后我们抗拒甚至是就是怨恨，那就是主竟然是最高的这样一个，就是比我们要高的高的这样一个个体，这样一个存在。
So we resist the superiority of the Lord, and then we resist anyone who appears, you know, superior to us.
因此的话我们就会非常抗拒主的这种至高的位置，然后甚至也会非常抗拒那些就是看起来比我们更高的那些其他的个体灵魂。
Yeah, so that's like the Bhagavatam calls that a very hard knot in the heart.
而薄伽瓦坛就把这个称作为叫做心灵当中的一个非常坚硬的结。
So somehow or other, if we contact a devotee, and knowingly or unknowingly, associate with them and render some service, this knot, this resistance to God begins to relax.
所以说不知怎的，就是我们在知晓或者是毫不知晓的情况下，然后接触到一位奉献者，跟他联谊，然后为他提供服务，那么而这样的这种经历的话，就会使得我们的这种对于主的抗拒，然后就会慢慢的放松下来。
And then we actually become interested in the Lord and our relationship with Him and regaining that.
而我们就会变得真正是对于和主的永恒关系开始感兴趣了。
We become interested in the Lord, and the Lord, and God, and actually reestablish our relationship with Him. That becomes attractive to us. So that's a very mysterious transformation.
所以说这真的是非常神秘的一个巨变呢。
Yeah, how does that come about?
这怎么会发生的呢?
Yeah, many lifetimes we have no interest in God.
很多的生生世世的话，我们完全对于神都不感兴趣。
Totally absorbed in just becoming number one ourselves.
完全只沉浸在想让自己成为第一。
And then changing from that. We're not interested in being number one.
结果突然之间的话，我们却没有那么再感兴趣，想要让自己当第一了。
And we become interested in understanding that there is a higher power.
反而开始对于去明白有比我们更高的这样一个力量的存在的这样一个事实，反而对于这样的一个事实更加感兴趣了。
We can see the fact that I'm not the higher power, that I'm dependent.
我们能够看到这样的事实，那就是我并不是最高的力量，而我是依赖于更高的力量的。
Yeah, so this resistance to God becomes relaxed by the grace of the devotees of the Lord.
因此经由主的奉献者的恩典，我们对于神的这种抗拒就放松了下来。
Yeah, so actually we're touched by the spiritual energy.
所以说实际上我们就真的是被灵性的能量给触碰了。
Because we're jivas, we're in the middle, so we're either touched by Maya or we're touched by the internal energy of the Lord.
由于我们都是 jiva, 都是个体灵魂，是处于中间位置的，所以说要不然就是被 Maya 能量给触碰，要不然就是被主的这个内部能量给触碰。
Right, under the influence of the cloud of Maya, we resist God.
就在这个 Maya 的这种迷幻能量之下的话，我们就完全忘了神。
Either passively or actively.
要不就是这种主动积极的忘记他，要不然就是被动消极的忘记他。
I'm not interested.
我对他不感兴趣。
Just let me enjoy.
我就只想自己一个人享受。
So that's passive.
所以这是一种被动的这样一种方式去忘记神。
Or our resistance may be active.
或者我们对于主的这种抗拒会是这种非常非常主动的。
There is no God.
肯定没有上帝的存在。
Or we are all God.
或者我们大家都是上帝，都是神呢。
Yeah, and we're very interested in convincing others of that.
并且我们还积极主动的非常想去说服别人，这个就是事实呢。
So how do we transform from that?
那么我们应该怎样就是来让巨大的转变这样的一种状态呢？
Yeah, by the bhakti energy. When we're in contact with the inner energy of the Lord, then the love that's already there within our heart becomes stimulated and active.
那么那就是通过 Bhakti， 通过我们触碰到、接触到这个 Bhakti 的能量，那么我们内心对于主的爱就会被激发出来，就会再次的活跃起来。
So that's the beginning of the transformation. It's through the contact with devotees.
所以说这个就是巨变的开端，那就是我们认识了，我们接触到了奉献者。
And then the process of transformation of awakening can't be stopped. It can take time, but it can't be stopped.
然后基本上的话，这个巨变的过程就会肯定的接着发生下去了，进展下去了。可能它这个过程会需要花很多的时间，但是的话是绝对不可能停止的了。
So then there's three more verses that describe this progressive awakening.
还有另外的三个诗节来描述了这个进展性的这样一个觉醒的阶段的状态。
So text 17 is Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridantakshto Bhadrani Virunoti Suritsatam. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of truthful devotees, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his message, which are themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
博迦瓦坛的第一篇第二章第十七诗节，译文：作为众生心中的超灵，诚实奉献者的恩人，人格守身 Krishna 会把渴望聆听他信息的奉献者心中的感官享乐的欲望给清除掉。正确的聆听和歌唱他的信息，就是虔诚活动。
And then text 18. Nascha Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.Bhagavad Yutama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. By regular attendance in classes on Srimad Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Mm-hmm.第十八诗节，译文：经常参加博迦瓦坛的课，并为纯粹奉献者的服务，就能清除心中几乎所有的物质污染；为超然赞歌颂扬的人格守神做爱心服务，就会像无法改变的事实一样被确定下来。
And then text 19. Tadarajastamo bhava kama lobadeyastaye chete tirnavridam.Sitam sape prasidati. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness, and he becomes completely happy.
接下来第十九诗节，译文：心中一旦坚定不移地决定做奉爱服务，贪婪、欲望和渴求等物质自然激情及愚昧形态的产物就会从心中消失，奉献者于是便稳定地处在善良形态的层面上，变得非常快乐。
So that's, you know, this is the steps, you know, the steps in the transformation of awakening from being, inimical towards God to surrender to God.
因此这些诗节谈到的就是具体的整个过程的步骤，然后一个人是怎样就是从对于主的这种敌对状态的梦境当中觉醒过来，然后觉醒到对于主做纯粹的奉献服务的。
And so now in a story, Ajamil, he's reflecting on this progressive awakening that he's experienced.
而现在阿加米勒这个故事当中的话呢，他就在反思自己是怎样的，就是经历了整个这个一个进展性的过程，然后觉醒的进展性的过程的。
And he's experiencing some wonderment at how wonderful, you know, how has this happened? How wonderful it is.
然后他就在体验到这种极大的这种惊讶惊喜的这种心情，就这真的太棒了，就是怎么这样的事情怎么能发生在我身上呢？
All my life I was entangled with this prostitute.
然后我整个一生都是跟这个妓女纠缠在一起。
Yet at the time of death, I had this opportunity to chant the name of the Lord just as I was about to die.
然而就在我快要死的那一刻的时候，却有机会能够唱出主的圣名。
And he's just amazed at how mysterious and wonderful the mercy of the Lord is.
所以说他就真的是感到太过于惊讶惊喜了，就说主的这种仁慈哈，怎么会是这么的神秘，这么的令人觉得简直美好的不得了。
Now, that this can only be possible by the grace of the Lord, and that he must have in the past received that grace.
所以说这只可能是由于主的恩典才能够得以发生的，因此的话必然是在曾经的人生当中是得到过主的这种恩典的，或者叫做接触到过主的这种恩典的。
And of course all of us, you know, we're little miniature Ajamils.
而我们大家的话呢，都是阿加米勒的这个叫做类似于像阿加米勒的这样一些这样的人。
Yeah, so sometimes we look at our life and how it's been transformed by Srila Prabhupada. It's quite mysterious and wonderful.
因此的话，有时当我们看到自己的人生，然后就会看到自己的人生是怎么被怕怕给彻底给改变了呢？这真的这是太神秘，然后太让人觉得惊喜，这个美好的不得了了。
Yeah, so Ajamil's his story is our story, really.
所以说，阿加米勒的故事真的就是我们的故事。
It seems like he's making a faster progress, maybe.
所以看起来好像是阿加米勒反而取得的进步是更快的。
Okay, I'll open it up to any comments or questions.
好，现在是大家如果有问题或者是有想评论的就可以发言了。I think there are some questions from last week.
Okay.
我们应该上个星期是有问题的哈，上个星期有问题留下了，然后我看一看，有两位之前的两个奉献者的对于guru的这个祈祷。和祝福。Okay, so only one question from last week. 上一个星期还有上个星期剩下就是只剩下一个问题，就是 Jaya Krishna 梁谢奎这位奉献者问的，椰子在伟达欢迎仪式中代表什么呢？如何应用顶拜Guru莲花组？ So this devotee is asking, what does the coconut present in the Vedic welcoming ceremony, how to apply it. Thank you.
Oh, well, so, the fire sacrifice is actually what they're actually making is a deity of Vishnu.
Use coconut to make a deity of Vishnu in the fire sacrifice.
Yeah, that's part of it. The whole, you could say, the whole fire sacrifice is a deity of Vishnu. The fire itself is the mouth of Vishnu.
所以说在这个做火祭的时候，就整个火祭的话呢都是主的这个神像，然后那个特别点起来的那个火呢象征的就是主 Vishnu 的那个嘴巴。
Of course, I'm not very knowledgeable about deity worship and fire sacrifices and those things, so I may be a little incorrect.
当然就是由于我对于这个火祭，对于这种神像崇拜的话呢并不是那么有那么多的知识，所以说有可能我说的是错的。 Sorry Guru Maharaj, you were saying that the coconuts they use as to
the coconut itself becomes the deity, it's installed as the deity.
不好意思啊，我刚才翻译的少了一句话，那就是在火祭当中的话人们就是用椰子来作为这个神像，相当于就是来代表是神像，然后把椰子放在那作为神像一样的来崇拜。
And so the coconut becomes the deity, and the fire itself is the mouth of the Lord.
所以说椰子就代表的是神像，而火焰的话呢，就是这个神的嘴巴。
And so everything is offered to the to the Lord through the fire, his mouth.
因此所有的东西的话呢都是经过这个火就是主的嘴巴然后被供奉给了他。
And that's all I can say.
所以这就是我能说的一切了我知道的一切了。Okay. 好那上个星期的就已经回答完毕然后我们来看今天的。Okay, today,there are so far three questions. 我们现在看第一个小小的仆人图图问的问题。顶拜亲爱的咕噜阿扎米勒由于从事过奉爱服务得以在死亡之际喊出主的圣名。死亡之际人处于非常危险的状态如喉咙堵塞意识昏沉这个时候如果喊不出主的圣名怎么办 ?So, 图图 is asking that, you know, she's saying offering,her humble obeisances to you. And she's saying, Ajamil, due to his past devotional service, Ajamil was able to chant the holy name at the time of death. However, at the time of death, people are in very dangerous state, such as the throats are blocked and the consciousness is very, dizzy and even, you know, no consciousness. So,At this moment, if the person cannot chant the name of the holy name of the Lord, then what can the person do?
Well, that's a very good question, and it's a question, you know, every devotee has, I'm sure.
你问的这个问题问的挺好的。然后我想的话呢，应该每个奉献者心里面都曾经有过这样的一个问题。
And, Fortunately for us, Prabhupada has given us some very reassuring information.
但是对我们来说很幸运的是，就是帕帕曾经给过我们一些让我们放心的这样一种信息。
So I encourage all the devotees to read Ishopanishad verse 17 and the purport.
所以我鼓励大家都去读一下那个至尊奥义书的第十七师节和他的要旨。
Because there, the devotee who's praying to the Lord, he's about to leave his body.
因为就在这个世界当中，就是一个奉献者即将要离开躯体，然后他就向主祈祷。
And he's asking the Lord to protect him and to remember, all the service that he has done.
然后他就在请求主能够保护他能够记住请求主能够记住他曾经做过的所有的奉献服务。
So it's a fact, you know, that whether we die suddenly in an accident or by some disease, it's very unusual for a person to die in full consciousness and be awake.
所以说就是在死亡的时候比如说突然的死亡或者是由于疾病而引发的死亡的话呢可以说是一个事实哈就基本上很少有人能够是带着这种全然的知觉就是完全的觉知这个就是知觉很好的状态下不叫知觉很好啊就是清醒对应该翻译成清醒就是很清醒的状态下死亡的这个很少。
Yeah, so if you suppose, you know, some devotees, you know, famous devotees have died in car accidents, you know, their car hits a tree in India,And they have some head trauma. Maybe they don't die immediately, but they're immediately unconscious.
Some famous devotees, plural?
It's happened many times, but even to famous, you know, gurus.
Oh, I see. They had trauma, but immediately they lose consciousness.
Yeah, and maybe die a couple hours later.
I see. 所以说有很多这个就是这些例子哈，就是有些奉献者，然后还有咕噜，然后就是遭遇了这个车祸嘛。然后遭遇车祸的时候，就是头部受伤，头部受到重创的时候，然后立刻他们的知觉，然后就没有了，就可以说是已经不清醒了。然后过了几个小时以后，他们就死亡了。
Or devotees die of a cancer.
或者是死于癌症的奉献者。
Or heart attack.
死于心脏病的奉献者。
But generally speaking, you know, the death occurs over a number of days.
Over a number of days. 但总的来说的话呢，死亡可能都是都应该是不是都应该哈。总的来说，死亡是发生在好几天的这样一个这个时期的。
Yeah, gradually a person becomes unconscious.
慢慢的一个人就失去了知觉。
And then dies over a number of hours or days.
然后在一天当中的好几个小时之内，然后才彻底的死亡。
So when Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, your last thought or your state of actually he says your state of consciousness at the time of death will determine your next birth.
嗯，所以 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中就说到，在你死亡之际的知觉的状态就会决定你来世的去处。
So our state of consciousness is accumulation of our consciousness during our lifetime, you know.
而我们这个知觉的状态应可以说是我们整个一生的这个知觉的状态的一个集合。
And the Lord is in our heart.
而主就在我们的心当中。
Yeah. Yamaraj is also there.
然后 Yamaraj 也在那儿。
And Brahma.
Brahma 也在那儿。
Yeah, the major demigods.
这些主要的半神人都在。
They know our consciousness.
他们知道我们的知觉是怎样的一种状态。
They know what we really want.
他们知道我们真的想要什么。
And then they reward us accordingly.
而后他们就会根据我们真正想要的这个愿望来回应我们。
Where we are now is exactly where we're supposed to be.
我们现在所处的位置就刚刚好是我们本来就应该在的位置。
So, in the purport I was mentioning in the beginning of that verse in Ishopanishad, chapter 17, Prabhupada has some very reassuring statements for us.
所以说的话呢，在这个《至尊奥义书》的第十七诗节和要旨当中的话呢，帕帕就说到了一些非常能够让我们就是宽心的，或者是让我们确定的这样一些信息。
And Prabhupada says, just like Tutu said, you know, at the time of death, your throat is choked up, you may be in a lot of pain, or you may be unconscious. It may be very difficult to chant or to remember the Lord at the time of death.
所以帕帕在那个地方就说到，就正像图图在这里提到的，就是死亡之际，人处于非常危险的状态，就是你提到的喉咙堵塞呀，或者是有很多的痛苦啊，知觉昏沉，就很难去念诵主的圣名。
So Prabhupada says, you know, we may forget the Lord at the time of death.
所以帕帕就说，我们有可能在死亡的时候会忘记主。
Yeah, we may not be able to remember him.
有可能就没办法能够记得起他。
But the Lord will not forget us.
但是的话，主却不会忘了我们。
Yeah, so we can trust that.
所以说我们可以信任这一点。
He's the best everything, right?
他是所有一切当中的最好的那一个，对吧？
Yeah, so he's the most grateful.
所以说他也是最有最充满感恩之情的那个人。
And there's, I think there was a purport in the first chapter of the first chapter we read about Ajamil, where Prabhupada mentions that every mantra, you know, every holy name that we chant is actually counted, is actually recorded and counted.
所以说在这个阿扎米勒的故事的那个第一个章节，因为我们现在讲的是第二个章节，然后第一个章节当中有一个要旨当中，帕帕就说到，就是我们练出来的每一个曼陀罗，我们练出来的每一个圣名的话呢，实际上都被记录了下来，然后这个记录就是那个相当于是录音一样的，它同一个意思哈，就相当于被录下来了。
So the Lord is grateful for our service, and he's not an ungrateful person. We can fully trust that he will guide us back to God. For us to quickly go back to God. But we always have free will, so he always gives us a choice.
Choice. 所以说主他是绝对最有感激之情的那个人，然后他是绝对不是一个忘恩负义的一个人，然后所以说他是很感恩很感激我们曾经做过的服务的，因此我们可以完全的去相信他， 相信他会指引着我们，把我们带回他的身边，然后相信他会安排我们的人生，从而使得我们能够更快的，能够非常快的回归到他的身边。当然呢，我们每个人都是有自由意志的，因此他也是尊重我们的意愿的。
So really, we don't need to be concerned about the time of death.
所以说，真的，我们完全不用去在意这个死亡的那一刻的来临。我们完全可以去相信主的保护。
What we really need to be concerned about is this moment.
而我们在意的应该是什么呢？我们真正应该在意的，应该关注的就是当下此刻。
Because it's this moment of consciousness that determines the next moment of consciousness.
因为当下此刻的知觉就决定了我们下一个时刻的知觉。
Well, am I aware of my life right now? Am I self-aware? Or am I lost in identification with the mind and the body?
我是真正有自我觉知的吗？我是能觉知到自己的与念头认同于心意和躯体了。
Yeah, so am I present or not?
我是临在的吗？还是没有？
Yeah, so that, if we are serious about awakening and living an awakened life, then we'll stay present and automatically be aware that the Lord is the source of our life and saying thank you.
所以如果我们很严肃的真正想要让自己觉醒开来，很严肃的想要让自己过上觉醒的人生，那么我们就会一直努力让自己保持这样一种临在的状态，然后并且那自然的自动的我们就会能够在当下此刻感知到自己的生命的源头就是 Krishna， 自动的就会对他有感恩的心情。
And we can live every moment like that. That Krishna, I'm ready.
Krishna, I'm ready.
Yeah.
所以说我们可以每一个时刻都是以这样的一种状态来生存、来生活的。就 Krishna， 我已经准备好了。
Oh, you want me to stay here a few more moments?、Okay.All right.
Krishna, 你还想要我继续着再多活几个片刻，还继续要在这儿多活一个片刻？行啊，那没问题。
Okay, I'm ready.
好了，我已经准备好了。
So we can live our life like that.
因此，我们可以以这样的方式来度过自己的人生。
Yes, just comfortably knowing that our life is.Coming from the Lord, and He's our protector and maintainer.
因此我们这么舒服的来过自己的人生，这么舒服的来知晓我们的生命是来自于 Krishna 的，而 Krishna 就是我们的保护者，是我们的维系者。
Yeah. So Prabhupada's words are just remember these words. We may not be able to think of Krishna at the time of death. We may forget Him, but He will not forget us.
因此我们就可以记住帕帕曾经说过的这句话，在死亡的时候我们可能会忘记主，但是主不会忘记我们的。
OK, next question.
OK, next question. 下一个问题还是图图问的，顶拜亲爱的 Guru, 我们也有很多的机会和纯粹奉献者联谊，怎么现在还在 Maya 的大腿上昏睡呢？ So Tutu ask another question.That we have so many opportunities to associate with pure devotees, but why we're still like daydreaming and still sleeping on Maya, on Maya's legs.
Well, we've been doing it for millions and millions of lifetimes, that's why.
因为我们已经成几百万上千万生世的生生世世以来一直都在 Maya 的大腿上睡觉，这就是为什么的原因了。
And our strongest addiction is our addiction to thinking.
而我们最强大的上瘾哈，就是最为上瘾的行为，就是对于自己的念头、对于自己的思考的这种上瘾。
Most people are 100% dreaming.
很多人，绝大多数人都是100%的这个在做梦，100%的在这个活在自己的心意之中的。
But once you start to see that it's only in the present that you can awaken, then you start to choose that. But before that, you don't know that, so you can't really choose it.
而一旦当你知道，只有在当下此刻，你才能够开始觉醒，那么这个时候你就有机会能够做出这样的选择。但是在你知晓这个之前，你都是根本 不清楚原来自己可以通过临在来觉醒的，所以你就只不过还在睡觉而已。
But once you actually have been shown that and you understand that, then you start to choose it and then awakening becomes much faster.
嗯，而一旦就是当你真正的被展示出来，一旦展示给你看，觉醒是这样一回事，一旦你理解明白了觉醒是这样的一种方式方法，那么你就能够去做出选择来让自己这个得到觉醒。
Yeah, you're not waiting to discover the truth anymore. You see that you're not seeking. You're choosing to be present because you see that's the reality and it's here right now. I don't have to wait.
Mm. Oh, you're not waiting to get awakened and also not seeking awakening. But you just choose, 哦，所以说此时的话你就没有在等着在未来的某一刻得到觉醒，或者是不断的去寻求觉醒，而是你就可以完全在当下此刻做出选择，来让自己活在生命的真相当中，你才明白，哦，这才是生命的真相。
Yeah, so, you know, the false ego is, loves spiritual practices, loves philosophies.
假我是很喜欢哲学，很喜欢灵性，假我是很喜欢灵性休息的。
And wants to awaken itself.
假我也想要能够自己得以觉醒。
But it doesn't want you to be present.
但是假我却并不想要你能够临在。
Because when you're present, it's not.
因为当你临在的时候，假我就不存在了。
It's no longer in control of your life, which it has been for millions of lifetimes.
当你临在的时候，假我就没有继续的处于掌控你的人生、掌控你的这样一种位置了，而他之前一直都几百世、几千万生世的一直都在掌控着你。
But somehow or other, if you actually discover that awakening only occurs in the present, and you start choosing that, at first the false ego is going to resist.
嗯，所以不知怎的，当你就是能够发现这样的一个事实，能够发现那就是只有在当下的此刻，然后当你临在的时候，你就能得以觉醒。然后当你明白了这一点，你开始去做出选择的时候，假我最初是要不断是会抵抗抗拒的。
Now, the false ego would rather have you doing lots of practices and seeking.
嗯，假我反而更加希望，更加想要你去做很多的修习呀，然后做很多的这种不断的寻找、寻求的这种事情。
Oh, let's try this. It sounds very good.
嗯，我们来试试这个方法吧，这听起来好像很棒的。
And at first, one's very enthusiastic because one has hope. In the future, I'll get it.
嗯，然后所以最开始的时候，人就会特别有热情，然后就会热情满满的啊、哦，我只要好好的努力，然后未来就会得到它了。
Oh, I still don't get it. Let me try something else.
哦、嗯，结果弄了半天还是没得到，那我再试试别的法吧。
Let me hear this lecture.
然后或者哎，我来听一听这个讲座。
Associate with this guru.
或者跟这个guru联谊一下。
Then I'll wake up.
然后我就会觉醒了。
So the false ego likes that because as long as you're seeking, then you're in the mind.
嗯，而假我是很喜欢你这样的一种状态的，因为只要你还在寻求，那你就依然还活在心意之中。
And that's the domain of the false ego. The false ego is in control there.
嗯，而这个就是假我在掌控着你的这样一种状态了。
So the false ego wants you to awaken, wants you to do spiritual practices, but it doesn't want you to be present.
因此假我想要让你觉醒，假我也很希望你能不断的做灵性休息，但是唯一假我不想的就是你临在。
So it's the biggest trick is to promise future enlightenment.
所以说假我给你的这个施下的最大的诡计，最大的花招，那就是他向你承诺你在未来就会得到这个顿悟，或者是得到这种觉醒。嗯。
When you're present, the mind is silent.
当你临在的时候，你的心意是沉默无声的。
There's just awareness.
就只是一种觉知而已。
And you don't know who you are.
你都不知道自己是谁。
Because up until now, who you are was something you had to remember from the past.
嗯，因为直到当下此刻，就是你是谁，你都必须得到回忆当中，到你记忆当中去寻找你的身份才行。
So you're present for a few moments.
因此你就这样临在几个片刻。
And the false ego comes in and says, "This is nothing."
然后假我就进来了，假我就说，哎，这啥都不是嘛，这什么体验呢？
Isn't there something more?
是不是应该有更多的什么体验才行啊？
Where's the bliss?
这个极乐在哪儿呢？
I don't see God. I want to see God.
我都看不到神，我想见见神呢。
And there you are, back in the mind.
嗯，然后你又进到心意当中去了。
Doing this and doing that.
然后忙着做这个，忙着做那个。
It takes a while to become tired of that and realize that that's not the truth.
嗯，因此是需要花上一些时间才能够去对于这样，然后才愿意真正的通过临在，然后来感受到这个生命的真相。
And then you realize that the truth can only be realized now.
然后你就会明白，真相就只能在当下此刻才被你觉悟到。
And then when you surrender to that,
而当你能够臣服于这一点的话，
gradually everything is revealed, but not by your endeavor, but by
一切就会向你揭示了。但这并不是因为你自己花了多少功夫，然后付出了多大的努力，然后才向你揭示的，而完全是由于主的恩典、仁慈才得以向你揭示的。
And then when the false ego realizes that you see it and it can't trick you anymore, then it relaxes.
嗯，而当假我看到，就是你已经看到真相，然后他没办法再给你施花招，再给你施诡计的时候，然后假我就会放松下来。
Exhausted by trying many methods and many paths and reading many books and going to many teachers. Before you realize that that's not it.
嗯，所以说，我的灵性道路啊，阅读了很多的书籍呀、啊，然后和很多很多的老师联谊过了以后，然后你的假我被彻底的给耗的没有力气了，然后彻底的被耗尽了，然后这个时候你才会能够真正看到到底是怎么一回事儿。
And once Prabhupada was asked, or actually he was asked many times, but I think he gave a similar answer. He asked, how long does it take?
有人问帕帕这样同一个问题，然后就问他，就是到底要花多长的时间我们才能够向主，向 Krishna 臣服呀？
And Prabhupada said, 2 seconds.
然后帕帕说，2秒钟。
So it's our choice, but you know, because we've been trapped for a long time, it takes a little while to come to really wake up.
嗯，所以真的就是觉不觉醒，这就是我们做出的一个选择。但是由于我们已经太长的时间一直都是在玛雅的大腿上昏睡，因此的话呢，是需要有些时间我们才能得以最终觉醒的。
So you start to awaken when you realize that there's only 2 possibilities.
嗯，只有当你能够明白这世界上只有2种可能性的时候，你才会开始觉醒。
You're either present and aware that I am. Who's here? I am.
嗯，所以你要么就是临在，然后要么觉知到当下此刻真正的你就在这里。
Or you're in the mind.
要不然你就是在心意之中。
In that case, you're not here.
所以在这种情况下，你就并没有活在当。而是在其他的哪个地方呢？
Either the past or the future.
要不然就是在过去，要不然就在未来。
And both are illusory.
而过去和未来都是虚幻的。
So that's a major step.
所以这就是迈出的巨大的一步。
Once you actually understand that, then you'll choose to be present and you'll start to awaken.
一旦你明白了这一点，你就能做出选择来临在，那么这个时候你就能真正得以觉醒了。
But there will be obstacles, for sure.
嗯，但是这当中肯定是会有阻碍的，有路障的。
And the biggest obstacle will be the false ego itself.
而最大的路障就是我们的假我。
Okay, I think I'm going in circles here.
Okay, 我们来看下一个问题。竹笛 Mataji 问的，顶拜咕噜，经常听您说知觉之光，我们用什么见到呢？用眉心的智慧眼见到吗？ So this devotee is asking that I've often heard that you talk about the light of consciousness. Consciousness. We use the wisdom eyes between the eyebrows to see it.
Well, you can't see what you are.
You can't see what you are.
Yeah. You are the light of consciousness, so how can you see it?
由于你就已经是知觉之光了，你怎么能见到你自己呢？你怎么能见到你自己作为知觉之光呢？
Of course, this is the mind trying to understand what is beyond the mind.
去明白，心意想要去弄明白超越了心意之外的东西。
Yeah, you are the light of consciousness. That you are, that's the definition of the soul. Satchitananda.
你就是知觉之光，你就是知觉的光芒，然后这就是灵魂的本质 Satchitananda。
Yeah, so the Sat is eternal.
Sat 的意思就是永恒。
Chit is knowingness or consciousness.
而 Chit 就是知晓，就是知觉。
Joy.
而 Ananda 说这就是。说这并不是我们要成为的，或者是我们要看到的。
And present with something that's present.
而你要做的一切就是把你自己临在。
Now you're here.
此时你就从心意当中走了出来。
Then.
然后你就会感知到我就在这。
It's just a silent I am, a recognition that you exist.
而就是一种寂静无声的我是我在的这样一种。
Yes.
所以说。你这个时候就变得能够觉知到你是有知觉的了。
Who's seeing?
是谁在见到呢？在看着呢
？I am.
我是。
Who's hearing?
是谁在聆听呢
？I am.
我是。
Who's thinking?
是谁在思考呢
？I am.
我是。
That's all you know.
这就是你所知晓的一切。
But that you know for certain.
而这种我知晓的状态，是你能够确定的、确切的明。
So from there, everything becomes revealed.
而就从这一种状态开始，所有的一切就会向你揭示了。
Yeah, so it doesn't matter, you know, which chakra, you know, you use, the third eye or whatever. If you just choose to bring your attention present, then you come out of the mind, and the present moment reveals that you are the consciousness.
所以就这个你用哪个脉轮，或者是用是不是用第三眼，用这个眉心的智慧眼，然后来去用的话，这并不重要，这个完全毫无doesn't matter， 就并不关并不重要的，而真正重要的在于你是不是有把注意力放在当下此刻来，然后从而从心意当中走出来，而当下的此刻就会向你揭示你是知觉的存在。
It's too simple.
就是这个事实就是这么的简单，就是太简单了。
Because there's no doing, there's no practice.
因为这当中是没有练习，没有做的。
So the false ego says, "Nah, that's not it."
然后你的假我就说，哎呀，这怎么可能？那怎么这就是觉醒呢
？It's just awareness here. Isn't there something more?
这里就只有知觉啊？难道没有其他别的体验了吗
？Oh no, I'm merging into the Brahman.
哎呀，我感觉我马上就要融入这个 Brahman 这个融入到梵光当中了。
Yeah. So yeah, all you have to do is bring your attention present consistently, and it will reveal your presence as consciousness.
嗯，是说你说。所要做的一切就是把你的注意力放到当下此刻来，持之以恒，持续的把你的注意力放到当下此刻来，那么渐渐的当下此刻就会向你揭示你作为知觉的灵在了。
So the mind cannot understand this because the mind's not alive, it's not conscious.
嗯，而你的心意是无法明白这一点的，因为你的心意是没有生命的。
You say, don't I have to do something? Don't I have to use this or that?
然后你心意就会说，你不用做着其他什么吗？你不用这个，不用那个。
Like I said, there's only two possibilities. You're either here and awake, or you're there and lost in thought. Then you can't see yourself.
嗯，所以就像我说过的，这个世界上永远就只有两种可能性。一种是你就在这儿，你是醒着的，而另一种就是你在那儿，然后完全迷失在念头之中，然后根本就没有觉知到自己的这个灵在。
Or as Krishna says in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there are only two things in this world.
嗯，然后或者就像 Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》第十三章所说的，这世界上只有两个东西。
There's the knower and there's the field.
嗯，两个事物，一个。的场地。
There's nothing else.
除了这二者之外，再无其他。
That's it.
就是这样。
So when you're identified with the field, you don't see yourself as the knower of the
field. 自己完全认同于场地的时候，你是看不到自己是作为这个场地的知悉者而存在的。
All that is occurring in the mind is about the past or the future. None of it's happening now.
在心里和未来的，从来没有关乎于当。念头的时候。
Or in memory.
或者是记忆。
Or in imagination about the future.
或者是对于未来的想象。
We take consciousness
当下的此刻拉了出来，拉了出来，拉入到这个
Drive ourselves
而后我们就剥夺了自己完全的体验到当下此刻的全然的生命的这样一种机会了。我们就变得完全没有觉知到自己是有知觉的了。
But as soon as you the present,
但是
now you're consciously
在了。
I am the consciousness, otherwise not.
而后你就会开始感知到。不可能能够在其他任何状态下去感知到我是知。
Worry about using this chakra. Just have to choose to be present, consistently.
嗯，所以说你不用去在意，或者不用去这个想要去担心，就是应该用哪个脉轮啊，或者是不是该用哪个方法呀？而你要做的一切就是把注意力留在当下此刻，并且是持之以恒的持续的注意力留在当下。
Yeah, the world of here is real. The world of not here is not real.
当下此刻的世界就是真实的。如果不是当下此刻的世界的话，那就不是真实的。
This is not a belief. It's not a philosophy. This is just distinguishing reality from illusion.
嗯，说这我所谈到的这一切并不是一门教导，不是一个这个哲学，也不是一种信仰，而只不过是在帮助我们把这个幻觉和真相得以区别开来而已。
So the truth is very, very simple.
因此真相真的是非常非常简单的。
And it's not dependent on this method or this chakra or this or that.
而真相是绝不依赖于、绝不取决于这个方法、那条灵性道路或者是这个脉轮怎么怎么样的。
Okay, thank you.
Okay, 谢谢你的问题。Okay, next one. 下一个问题，幸运星 Mataji 问的。Hare Krishna, 顶拜亲爱的 Guru Day, 讲精彩的讲课，感恩 Mataji 翻译奉爱。我听说过一位 Guru 回答问题时讲过，事实上我们一直处在 Maya 之中，不是处在 Mahamaya 之中，就是 处在 Yoga Maya 之中。我不是很理解，您能讲讲吗？又如可不可以举个 Guru物也有不同的理解，可不可以理解为正确理解 Krishna 理解您讲的 Krishna 知觉，以物质知觉理解的就是that another Maharaj was we are always in the Maya, we are eitherSo I don't fully understand this. Can you explain to me, please? And or can I understand in this way? Everyone's different levels. So those who can correctly understand Krishna consciousness are in the Yoga Maya, and those who understand it wrongly, understand the Krishna consciousness running like with a material consciousness, then there are...
Yeah, basically everything you said is true.
是的，你基本上说的这一些都是对的。
Because we're, although we are one with the Lord, because it comes from Him, so it's said that the Lord is...Enjoy.
learning to enjoy. So, 虽然我们和主都是一，就是指本质上没有任何事物能够独立于他而单独存在的。但是的话呢，由于想要享乐，许多多的生物体。
So when one.
处于一的时候，这当中是没有另一个人的。
So there's no relationship. There's no enjoyment.
所以说没有关系的话，你又怎么享乐了
？So we are one. We're all one, and that's the truth.
所以我们都是一，而这就是事实，这就是真相。
So for the purposes of enjoyment, we have to forget that.
而要为了这种享乐的目的的话呢，我们就要忘了自己都是一。
So one is Mahamaya and one is Yoga Maya.
说一个是 Mahamaya， 一个是 Yoga Maya。
So just like it says in the Bhagavatam, and again that first canto, second chapter, I think it's I forget the verse number, but it's Vidanta tattva viras tattvam yajgana madvayam brahmeti paramadmeti bhagavaniti sabjate. That the absolute truth is understood in three features.
所以博迦瓦坛的第一篇第二章具体哪个师节我忘了。那么这个梵文师节就是在说觉悟绝对真理，那么是有三个阶段的。
The truth is one.
真相就是一。真理就是一。
It's just one energy, one divine being.
就是一种能量，一种神圣的，一个神圣的存在。
But then there's also Paramatma realization.
而后的话呢，又是 Paramatma 的这个觉悟。
Where you realize I am.
然后你觉悟到我是。
Because God is.
我是是因为神是。
So there's oneness and two-ness.
所以这个时候就有既是一然后又有二了，因为这个时候就是 有你，然后同时还有神。
It's the possibility of relationship, love.
然后这个时候才会有这种爱的关系的可能性的存在。
Then higher than that realization is Bhagavan.
然后更高的觉悟就是八个万的觉悟了。
Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan, Iti Subjete. So, you could say that there's a higher degree of influence of Yoga Maya and the Bhagavan realization.
Higher degree of influence of Yoga Maya.
Yeah.
所以说可以说在这个时候就是有这个 Yoga Maya的这种更高程度的影响了。
So in Maha Maya, we forget oneness completely.
而在 Maha Maya 之中，我们就完完全全彻头彻尾的忘记了一的状态。
We not only forget God, we forget even our own self.
我们不仅忘了神，我们甚至把自己都给搞忘了。
We don't know who we are. We think I'm this mind and body. I'm a lizard.
I'm a what?
A lizard.
我自己是这个知觉的存在，然后完全就认同于自己的这个心意和躯体，然后认为自己，比如说是只。
Pictures of myself now with my old body and neck. I look at my neck and I think, oh, I'm a lizard.
My neck.
Yeah. My neck looks like a lizard. It's all the skin is hanging, right? Like a lizard.
Oh, so Guru 说为什么这个衰老好的那种状态，然后所以 Guru 就说不就是什么样子。
Okay, so we're in when we are in Maha Maya, we're.
因此，当我们完全处于 Maha Maya 之中的时候 彻头彻尾的忘了真正的自我，也忘了神的存在。然后，在 Brahman 的觉悟。层面上的时候，然后是了就没不存。Sorry, Gumaraj。然后在这个时候，我们就能觉知到自己是谁有知觉的呢
？Who's here？
是谁在这儿呢
？I am。
我是。
We know that。
我们知晓这一点。
But then higher realization, I am because God is. My consciousness exists because of the Supreme Consciousness.
然后更高一层的觉悟层面就是我是因为神是。我的知觉之所以存在是由于有至尊的存在。
So there's a recognition of oneness, but also of two-ness.
然后而在这样一种觉悟状态的时候就会既有一的这种感觉然后同时也有二
It's simultaneous
说它是一种同一同时发生的即同时发生的这样一种
But there's no fear
而在这种当中是没有恐惧的
Also in Brahman realization there's no fear
同样在这个 Brahman 的觉悟阶段的话呢是没有这种恐惧的
You know you're eternal
你知道你是永恒存在的。
So in Mahamaya, there's nothing but fear.
而在 Mahamaya 当中，除了恐惧，其他什么都没有。
In Brahman, there's no fear.
而在 Brahman 当中是没有恐惧的。
In Paramatma, there's no fear.
而在 Paramatma 超灵当中，超灵的这个觉悟当中也是没有恐惧的。
It's Vaikuntha.
它就是 Vaikuntha。
Vaikuntha means no anxiety.
Vaikuntha 这个词的意思就是无忧无虑的意思。
There's peace and joy.
就是平和，就是喜悦。
But then you come to Bhagavan realization, the highest.
然后你就到达最高的这个觉悟层面，那就是 Bhagavan 的觉悟。
The influence of Yoga Maya is stronger.
然后这个时候 ，Yoga Maya 的这个影响就更强了。
You forget oneness.
然后你就忘了一。
There's only two-ness.
而只有二。
But there's no fear.
而在这种状态当中是没有恐惧的。
It's all play.
It's all play. 那都是一场戏剧，都是一场剧。
Like you're in a play, and they, you know, the actors are going on, and you're playing, going through the motions, but ultimately you know it's play. There's no fear.
嗯，所以它就是一出戏，然后在这个戏当中的话呢，所有的演员，所有的人，然后都在移动的，都在这个做着各种各样的事情，但从根本来说，从最终来说是没有恐惧的。
Yeah, there's an awareness that everything exists for the pleasure of God.
然后就是这样一种觉知，那就是所有的一切的存在，那就是为了让神感到开心，为了取悦神。
And I'm playing my part.
然后我就在好好的扮演我的角色。
So there's some awareness of oneness, but it's more two-ness.
嗯，所以在这种阶段的时候，就会还是有一些这种一。但是的话更多的都是二的这样一种觉知。
So that can only happen by the influence of Yoga Maya.
嗯，而这只有 Yoga Maya 的影响，然后才能得以发生这样的一种状态。
Otherwise, we can't play with God.
否则的话，我们是不可能能够跟主一起嬉戏游玩的。
Yeah, so you could say the greatest influence of Yoga Maya is going on in Goloka, less influence.Of Yoga Maya in Vaikuntha, and even less influence of Yoga Maya in Brahman.
Brahman, 所以就可以说这个 Yoga Maya 的最大的影响，最大的这个能量影响的话呢，就是在 Goloka， 然后次之的影响就是在 Vaikuntha， 然后比这个还要更少一点的这个影响的话呢，就是在 Brahman。
But because we are, you know, marginal energy, we are subject to being influenced by one or the other, Yoga Maya.
我们个体灵魂都是边缘能力影响之中，要不然就是处于。
Okay.
Okay.There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, shall we continue with another one?
One more, and then I'll save the rest for next week.
Okay, 我们再来回答。
My apologies.
我给大家道个歉哈，然后由于时间问题的话呢，就先给大家再回答一个问题，然后剩下的还有可能五个问题，我们就只有。是，竹笛这位奉献者问的。刚才听您说，物质世界我们无论用什么都无法触碰到圣明。薄伽梵哥又说，未解脱的灵魂，他的行为是物质自然三形态引起，物质自然三形态完成。凭什么让三形态安排我们做奉爱服务的机会呢？哈尔古希纳。So this devotee said, just now you were saying that in the material world we cannot do anything to contact.The holy name, and then Bhagavad Gita also says that those are still entangled in the material world, those jivas, their behaviors are caused by the material nature and also done by material, the three modes. So how come that the three modes of the material nature can arrange us can arrange us opportunity to.Do devotional service?
No, the three modes cannot make any arrangement.
这个物质自然三形态是不可能能够安排我们有做奉爱服务的机会的。
Just the Lord is in our heart.
而只有我们心灵当中的主才能够安排我们有做奉爱服务的机会。
So, you know, our time in the material world is purposeful.
我们在物质世界当中的存在，我们在物质世界当中待的这个时间，它是有目的、有意义的。
We need to forget the Lord.
我们需要去忘掉主。
In order to develop a sense of individuality.
我们需要去忘掉主，才能够发展出一种个体存在的感觉，就是我作为一个个体的存在。才能发展出这样的一种感觉
Which is an illusion created by Mahamaya.
而这实际上就是由马哈玛亚所制造出来的一种幻觉而已。
But when the Lord detects that we're ready to come out of that illusion,
然而当主，我们心灵当中的主侦察到我们有这样一种想要从幻觉当中觉醒出来的愿望的时候，
and awaken our love for the Lord that's there as a potential within us.
并且这种从中得以觉醒，然后唤醒我们对于主的沉睡的爱的这种潜力是依然都在那儿的。
Then we contact the internal energy of the Lord through association with devotees.
而后我们就会经由与奉献者的联谊，然后从而触碰到主的内部能量。
Then we become energized by that internal
内部能量给
material cause.
因此这是没有任何物质上的原因的。
这是
计划的一部分而已。
Every soul in the material world is destined to go to Godhead.
物质世界当中的每一个个体灵魂都是注定要回归守神的。
And to serve the Lord and to love the Lord in a particular way that the Lord wants to be loved.By that individual.
每一个个体灵魂都是注定要去服务神，注定要去爱神，然后去服务和爱神的这种方式是一种很特定的方式，是主想要被这个个体灵魂给爱，给服务的一种特定的方式。
So it's more like, you know, every soul is a mango on a tree.
所以这可以比喻为就是每个个体灵魂就像是树上的芒果一样。
And then the devotees of the Lord, inspired by the Lord within, pick the ripe mangoes.
而主的奉献者就是从在内心当中得到主的这个灵感的启发。芒果。
Yes. So the mango doesn't pick itself.
而芒果是不会自己把自己给摘下来的，然后芒果就只是在那儿等着被主给摘下来。
Yeah, so it's a maturing process.
所以它是一个逐渐成熟的过程。
Yeah, so love for Krishna has no material cause.
所以说对于主的，对于 Krishna 的爱是没有物质上的原因的。
When the soul is ready, the Lord arranges.
当灵魂做好准备的时候，主就会做好安排了。
Okay. Okay. So we'll end there today, and I apologize we can't answer all the questions this week. So please come back next week.
所以说感谢大家的提问，实在是抱歉，就是这个星期时间不够，没有办法回答完大家所有的问题，请大家下个星期继续准时收听。
Thank you, Narayani, and thank you, Sumukhi Radha. All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, and I thank all the listeners today as well. Thank you for your questions.
感谢今天听课的奉献者们，感谢大家提出的问题。所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典博迦瓦坛。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Narayani. Take care.
You too. 外昆塔之音，佛缘与聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。